BBC Audio presents The Titanic Letters, a BBC Radio 4 drama collection.
Titanic. Even today, the name conjures up emotion and pride. She was the biggest ship the world had ever seen, a symbol of hope and a brave new world, and her journey from the Harland and Wolff shipyard in Belfast onwards to New York caught the world's imagination. These are the letters written by those on board RMS Titanic on the night she hit the iceberg. But who lived and who died in the freezing waters of the Atlantic? Our first letter is written by Mrs. Ida Strauss, wife of Isidore Strauss, the owner of Macy's department store in New York.
Dear Mrs. Burbridge, you cannot imagine how pleased I was to find your exquisite basket of flowers in our sitting room on the steamer. The roses and carnations are all so beautiful in colour and as fresh as though they had just been cut. Thank you so much for your sweet attention, which we both appreciate very much. But what a ship! So huge and so magnificently appointed. Our rooms are furnished in the best of taste and most luxuriously. And they are really rooms, not cabins. But size seems to bring its troubles. Mr. Strauss, who was on deck when the start was made, said that at one time it stroked painfully near to the repetition of the Olympics experience on her first trip out of the harbour. But the danger was soon averted, and we are well on to our course across the channel to Cherbourg. Again, thanking you and Mr. Burbridge for your sweet attention and good wishes, and in the pleasant anticipation of seeing you with us next Sunday. I am with cordial greetings, in which Mr. Strauss heartily joins. Yours sincerely, Ida R. Strauss.
Sadly, Mrs. Ida Strauss never did get to meet Mrs. Burbridge the next Sunday. Ida Strauss, along with her beloved Isidore, were among the 1,522 souls who lost their lives that terrible night. However, Ida left behind her a great legacy. No amount of persuasion could get Ida Strauss to leave her husband's side. When told that the last lifeboat was about to leave, she was heard to say, "Please, sir, I have been with my husband most of my life, and I will not leave him now." It is thought they returned to their room, where they died together. Her body was never found. When news spread back in New York of the bravery and fortitude shown by Mrs. Ida Strauss, she became a national heroine as a sign of female strength and loyalty. At 18, Belfast-born Albert George Irvine was the youngest member of the engine room staff, where he worked as an assistant engineer. On Monday, the 9th of April, 1912, Albert wrote a letter home to his mother. Albert wrote of an accident averted, and how nothing could damage the unsinkable Titanic.
"We have had everything working nicely so far, except when we left Southampton. As soon as the Titanic began to move out of dock, the suction caused the Oceanic, which was berthed alongside her, to swing forward, while another liner broke loose altogether and bumped into the Oceanic. The gangway of the Oceanic simply dissolved. Middleton and myself were on top of the after funnel, so we saw everything quite distinctly. I thought there was going to be a proper smash-up under the high wind, but I don't think anyone was hurt. I am on duty morning and evening from 8 to 12. That's 4 hours work and 8 hours off. This morning we had a full dress rehearsal of an emergency. The alarm bells all rang for 10 seconds, then about 50 doors, all
Sample complete. Ready to continue?